Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice the Lord,' and invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me him whom I declared to you." And Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Amen. This is the passage where David is anointed as king. And as we look at this chapter, this passage together, I see a few things about our God. The first thing is that God is a God of wisdom. When God had called Samuel to go to Jesse the Bethlehemite to provide a king among his sons, Samuel responded with fear and concern, fear that I can resonate with. He says, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." Saul had just been rejected as king over Israel, and Samuel is the one who had anointed Saul to be king. And so if God calls Samuel to go and anoint another man to be king over Israel, he fears that his life is in danger. And I can understand where Samuel is coming from. And so rather than just simply going to Jesse and finding one of his sons to anoint as king over Israel, God gives him wisdom, and he prepares this whole scenario for how he can encounter Jesse and his sons without making it simply a journey of anointing the next king. There's this whole scenario of going to sacrifice, to make a sacrifice, and he calls the people to consecrate themselves and to join him in this sacrifice. And this was one of the ways that Samuel was going to be able to meet Jesse and his sons and discover who is going to be the king of Israel. And so God gives Samuel wisdom. We also see that God is the one who reveals. God is the God of revelation. From the get-go, God does not reveal to Samuel who the king is going to be. He simply tells Samuel to go to Jesse and his sons, and one of the sons will be king. Through God's wisdom and his revelation, God reveals to Samuel that David is to be king. And our text shows that there was no hesitation or question. Samuel simply obeyed in faith, trusting that the Lord knows best, and he anointed David. Now there's a third characteristic that I want to talk about our God. God is not only a God of wisdom, he's not only a God of revelation, but he is the Spirit. He is the Spirit. Upon David's anointing, the Spirit rushed upon him. And I think there was this newness of life, this newness of calling that had been filled, that David had been filled with when he was anointed by Samuel. And today I want to just invite us to bask in these three characteristics of our God: the God of wisdom, the God of revelation, and the Spirit of God. God is someone that we can turn to when we are lost and confused, and we need wisdom to know how to live the good life. We can turn to God for more revelation of who he is and his plans and his purposes. We can turn to God for more of his Spirit. And it's through God's wisdom that much later in the story of the Bible that we see another king rising up. In his own wisdom, he sends his only son, Jesus, to come into the world as another unlikely king, just like David, who was the youngest of all of the sons, all of his brothers. Jesus, too, was an unlikely king, a little boy in a town of Nazareth. He was appointed and anointed to be king, not only over Israel, but over the whole world. And Jesus was the divine revelation of our God. He was the living presence of our God. And it's through Jesus, who is full of the Spirit, that we now can also live in the fullness of God's presence. We are filled with the Spirit of God. And so let's continue to just turn to our God, the God of wisdom, the God of revelation, the Spirit of God. Let's turn to our Lord today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that as you sent Samuel to anoint the next king over Israel, you gave him wisdom to know how to approach David, how to meet Jesse and his sons, and ultimately David. And we thank you, Lord, for being the God who reveals your plans and your purposes in your timing. And thank you, Lord, that you are the Spirit as well. Lord, upon David's anointing, the Spirit of God had rushed upon him. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, that these things are still present today. You are our wisdom. You are the one who opens our spiritual eyes to see your great plans and purposes. And Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We can live in your Spirit as well. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone, and I hope you have a great day.